come one day after his face-to-face with Republican leaders at the White House and says they're not showing any signs of compromise. So they'll meet again on Friday. For the first time ever, women could have access to over-the-counter birth control pills if the FDA approves it later this summer.
Professor Amanda Jean Stevenson at the University of Colorado Boulder says the ability to control fertility improves people's lives, adding,
oral contraception has been safely used by tens of millions of people for decades.
Catholic groups oppose the move, saying women should be evaluated by a doctor. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
It is all hands on deck at the southern border right now.
We are in the process of surging personnel to the border, including more than 1,400 DHS personnel, 1,000 processing coordinators, and an additional 1,500 Department of Defense personnel.
That's Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He says the extra manpower comes ahead of Title 42's expiration at midnight. After that, Title 8 takes effect, which would automatically deport migrants if they don't request asylum in another country. If you plan to travel this summer, why not fly with the best U.S. airline? CBS's Chris Van Cleve has the latest rankings from J.D. Power.
Southwest Airlines ranks the highest in customer satisfaction in the economy and basic economy segment, the way the bulk of people fly. Delta Airlines came in second, JetBlue third.
The Biden administration is still working on new guidelines for carriers if they cancel or delay flights. The Beatles just hit another milestone.
Here comes the sun.
One of the band's most famous hits there, Here Comes the Sun, it just topped a billion streams on Spotify. George Harrison wrote that track for the band's Abbey Road album in 1969. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
A frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 52. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, high of 80. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers Friday with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. Highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off, this is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How do we prevent another Gableman? 844-967-2789. Or I guess, worded differently, should there be, you know, when there's taxpayer investigations and taxpayers are footing the bill, should those have a little bit more oversight than they did with Gableman? I think so. I would say yes. 844-967-2789. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, considering that he was hired solely by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And he was allocated $676,000 for this investigation to uncover voter fraud and voter irregularities from the 2020 election. And after 2 years and $2 million in taxpayer money, he didn't find anything.
They did not find anything.
And he got fired.
He did get fired. He did
shockingly get fired. By the man who hired him, Robin Voss, because Michael Gableman campaigned for Robin Voss's primary opponent.
Oh, it's not because he didn't find anything.
No, it wasn't because he was bad at his job, apparently, because he wasn't very good at his job.
Or because the investigation wasn't going anywhere.
And didn't find anything. Yeah. So how happy are you that we spent $2 million? It's our money, taxpayer money. And do we want to change this process going forward? Oh, heck no. It worked so well this time around.
And so I think that that is the question. You know, I think, you know, you can't go back. You can't change time. What happened, happened.
True.
The money's been paid. I think it's, you know, the funny part is some of it's salary, but some of it's lawsuits because he was so bad at, like, open records requests and actually keeping track of things.
And, like, following the law?
Yeah.
Huh.
But you'd think this embarrassment...
And it should be an embarrassment.
I think for a lot of people, there's obviously some people who from the get-go was like, this is embarrassing. But as it continued, I think there's also Republicans who would say, yeah, this was not a good look.
Yeah, not good.
And so you'd think moving forward, maybe we'd want to change the process. So one person couldn't unilaterally decide we're doing this and we're funding this, that maybe... The entire, you know, this should be voted on by both chambers in the Assembly and the State Senate. But apparently, no, we don't. We don't want to do that.
Well,
because
why would we want to do that, Kristen?
And so a motion, and we bring this up because yesterday, a motion to add more oversight to investigations commissioned by the state legislature was voted down after being introduced by Democrats in reaction to Michael Gableman's fruitless look into purported voter fraud during the 2020 election. So the motion would have required a vote by both the Assembly and Senate to approve the hiring of investigators, but it was rejected with little discussion by Republicans who hold the majority in the legislature and on the Joint Finance Committee. And that's the thing, it's... You'd think, I mean, especially as they hold the majority, we're just saying you guys would get to vote on this.
And they hold a majority anyway.
Yeah, it's not that, like, all, we need over two-thirds or something. Like, the Democrats are just saying there should be more voices involved, even if the majority of those voices are Republicans, before these investigations get approved and funded, instead of just having one person saying, well, we're doing this now. And yet, no appetite to do that, apparently. The four Democrats on the committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, who's going to be here at noon today, Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee, and Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha, introduced the motion in hopes that investigations going forward would have more oversight. But apparently we don't want that, or at least Republicans in the legislature don't want that.
Because the process is working just great for them.
But is it? I mean, it's not like they get, they had much say over it anyways. I mean, what is the, if all it was saying more, the Assembly and the Senate should vote on this, why would they vote that down? Is it to admit that they, that Robin Voss was wrong for doing what he was, what he did? Is it further the embarrassment to acknowledge that, hey, this was mismanaged?
Ooh, you might have something there.
I mean, I don't know why else, because I feel like at this point everyone's like, yeah, that was not great. We shouldn't have done that. Nothing was found. He was a caricature of an angry, belligerent man in how he handled himself every time he had to talk in public,
especially to women,
and it went nowhere and spent a lot of money. And so the fact that they wouldn't want more oversight on something like this is just confusing to me, especially if the roles were reversed, right? And the only reason I can come up with of why they would vote against this or like shoot down a motion so quickly and not even talk about it is we don't talk about those things.
Let's just pretend that it didn't happen.
And
move on. Let's just move on.
Let's
not live in the past, Kristen.
Let bygones be bygones. Because,
yes, forward. The motto of Wisconsin, forward.
Andy on the YouTube live stream says, how do we get a refund?
Yeah.
I don't think that's an option, Andy.
That's a really good question, Andy. You know, the best way to get a refund is to vote them out.
Yeah.
That would be the best way to get a refund.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because that is, you'd think the connection would be there as far as what is happening with the budget right now and how much popular parts of Governor Evers' budget has been ripped out. And we've talked about this throughout the week, but basically, you know, they've 500, what was it, the final count?
578.
578 of the parts of Governor Evers' budget has been stripped out as they, this week, are trying to form what their budget will look like. And that's part of the discussion we'll have with State Senator Kelda Royce when she's on at noon. But Dan Schaefer, friend of the show, had a great op-ed in, I think he wrote it for Heartland Signal, talking about, all right, so if we just break this down as far as things that are popular, Medicaid expansion polls at 70% in Wisconsin. Paid leave polls at 73% in Wisconsin. Lead pipe replacement polls at 74% across Wisconsin. Marijuana legalization, 64% across Wisconsin. Those are all things that got taken out. And so I think that's sometimes where I don't understand in popular things that are very popular that more like a majority, like a gross majority wants. And when we say things like, well, the only accountability you can have is vote them out. Is it just the, you know, the 46% or whatever that are just like, well, no, I want these guys.
But it comes back to the gerrymandering. Because again, a lot of these elected officials are in seats so safe, they never have to respond to anything their constituents want. And it's been that way, certainly for the last decade, if not the last 15 years.
That's not totally true, because if you think about it, so think about when the total votes come back for assembly and state senate popular votes. And they're not 60. It's not like it's obviously not 60 and 70, because obviously but it's still closer to 50-50. But so that means there are some Republicans who are in favor of these individual bills, right? If we think just logically, we're in a 50-50 state.
Right.
Most of the time, our races for statewide come down to a couple points most of the time. But if this is actually how some of these issues are polling, that means there's a fair amount of Republicans who are then voted and are gerrymandered into those districts that I guess is just they're in favor of it, but it not in like a trade-off to other things they care more about.
Or going along with your caucus. I have to go along with...
Oh, I'm talking about voters.
Oh.
I'm not the actual... I'm talking about the individual constituents. There's obviously a fair amount who typically vote Republican and yet are in favor of these bills.
Right.
But are not swayed by the fact that they continue to not... The elected officials continue to not prioritize them at all.
I guess it's just they have an R behind their name.
Yeah.
Or a D. Because there are Democrats who do that too. I just going back to this Gableman thing, I still find it remarkable that they were disputing the results of an election in which they were also elected on the same ballot. And why that wasn't just pounded and pounded and pounded and pounded. If there was voter fraud, which there wasn't, I'd like to know how they affected it just in that one presidential race and not all the other races on the same ballots. It defies logic. It does. It blows my mind. Of course, yeah, it blows my mind. It does.
Yeah. Well, if you can find a good reason as far as why we should not give more oversight into taxpayer investigations, I would love to hear that argument. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. But when we come back, there is some good news. We have to celebrate bipartisanship when it happens.
On the rare occasions.
On the rare occasions. There is some election bills that have been proposed. They're kind of boring, but there's something.
Hey.
So we'll go through.
We will celebrate these mini victories.
Mini victories. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. But then also, at 11:30, we're giving away 4 Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. I saw the tickets. I saw where the seats are. They're very nice. The Civic Media seats are very, very nice. They're on the club level. It's going to be against the Dodgers. So at 11:30, we're giving away those tickets with a trivia question that we talked about yesterday on the show. It may have something to do with eBay. Just prime your pump. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Hi, it's Jim Polzine from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal. Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Happy Mother's Day from WFHR and Village Gardens. Celebrate with us by tuning in to The Morning Show on Friday, May 12th for your chance to win a beautiful flower basket and a $25 gift card from Village Gardens. Make it the best day ever for the best mom ever from your friends at WFHR.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are my babies coming home tomorrow? Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And happy Friday.
It's so nice out.
It is so nice out. I'm actually quite jealous. So we have friends today who organized a field day for Milwaukee Excellence School, and Mike's there.
Oh, cool.
It's going from 12 till 3:30, so obviously I'm going to try to get to the end of it after the show. But Milwaukee Excellence is a charter school in Milwaukee, and there is like soccer and basketball and dodgeball, flag football, and like all the kids are going to play. And all the students are going to leave with Adidas goodie bags.
Oh, cool.
And so a bunch of our friends are volunteering and doing that today. And I was bummed that I will not be there, but they could not have a more perfect day for it.
Hopefully tomorrow will be equally nice. The Waukesha Farmers Market kicks off tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. And if you're going to be at the Waukesha Farmers Market tomorrow, make sure you stop at the WAUK booth. Our very own, the wonderful, the one and only Johnny Watermullen will be there. He will have some treats, and he will be there to chat. And make sure you stop by and say hi.
It's so funny. So this morning, this is just a name anecdote. So this morning, Todd Elba called Mike Sampson Mark.
Okay.
So I texted him and I said, "It's Mike, not Mark." And he goes, "Oh, sorry." So, because he was congratulating us on the baby. But then that's probably karma for the fact that what did Mike, Mike had referred to Johnny as, I think it was like grapefruit or something like that. He called him some, I feel like every time he refers to Johnny, it's some other fruit last name that I'm like, no, it's watermelon.
It's Watermolen.
It's Watermolen. But he doesn't really correct you when you say watermelon.
No, he doesn't.
And so, but that farmers markets in general are coming back, which is always exciting.
That, well, it's a sure sign that we are heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no, I don't know if there's anything in the forecast. There's some rain in the forecast, but nothing that looks like it's really below, like, at least in southeast Wisconsin, it looks like it's going to be at least in the 60s.
Hey, we'll take
for
it.
For a while, for at least the 10-day forecast, which is
perfect.
Perfect. So ready for it to be warm. All right. So on the flip side, you know, we want to celebrate bipartisanship when it happens. And so this week, lawmakers introduced election bills intended to tone down the rhetoric. And I think it's worth at least addressing that there is some bipartisanship on this issue.
And remarkably.
I think it's stuff that it's good. So their bills are still being drafted, but they were released this week, and they would address a range of issues raised since the 2020 election. More could come this fall that could be aimed at state voter rolls. But at least the first one, which I think is incredibly, incredibly important, is protecting local election officials.
Absolutely.
So it would prevent the public from accessing records containing personal identification information.
Like their address?
Mm-hmm. Of election officials or election registrant officials. So it'd be basically they could get their name, city, and state of residence, but not like actual address.
Good.
It would also, and I think this is important, make it a class one felony, which entails a fine of up to $10,000 or imprisonment of up to 3.5 years to intentionally cause bodily harm to an election official.
Good. Even better.
Which I think is, yes.
Those poor people have been working in the background for decades and decades and decades doing a great job until all of this falsity about fraud and put them with targets on their backs. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, absolutely. And then finally, that bill would also provide whistleblower protections for officials who witness and report election fraud or irregularities. And it would also prohibit entitles from discharging, disciplining, or demoting election officials who report or witness election fraud or irregularities.
Okay.
And so, seems like a good start.
It does.
The next one is cost for special elections. Another bill would require the WEC, also known as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, to reimburse counties and municipalities for certain costs incurred in the administration of special primaries and special elections for the offices of governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, state treasurer, attorney general, superintendent of the public. So basically the statewide.
The big ones.
The big ones. And so that's interesting because have we had many special elections for statewide office?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Obviously, there was the recall.
Right.
But I think of the special election we had for mayor when Chevy Johnson got elected. But I think it's been a while since the special election for the big offices.
But the issue is that the local municipalities are on the hook for paying for these, right?
Yep. But yeah, and so there's a handful of other ones, like polling place closures. We'll put this in today's show notes to look a little further. But I think that first one is what I think is very important.
Absolutely.
As far as protecting the people who are just doing their jobs. All right. Well, we aren't going to go to a break, but let's prime the pump for people who want to win 4 tickets. We're going to give it all in one caboodle.
One shot. All 4.
All 4 tickets in the next segment. And the question is, what memorabilia is currently being auctioned on eBay? But Brewers memorabilia
specifically
is being auctioned on eBay. And bonus points if you can tell us how much the asking price is. So 844-967-2789.
The tickets are for Sunday.
No, the tickets are for Monday.
The tickets are for Monday.
The tickets are for Monday, 6:40 p.m., Monday night, May 8th, against the Dodgers. And obviously, as always, we are giving these tickets because of Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support throughout the Fox Valley, as well as WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. So give us a call, 844-967-2789, if you want to win tickets, 4 tickets for Monday night's game at American Family Field, 844-967-2789. What memorabilia is being sold on eBay? Bonus points if you can tell me how much they are asking for it. Good news.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make.
And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I
didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 52. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, high of 80. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers. Friday, with a chance for scattered storms. Saturday, highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Friday. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. It's also Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
So we'll talk more about that because that feels obligatory as far as it is not Mexico's Independence Day.
No, it is not.
It is not.
And we've been celebrating it long enough that
people should know that. But regardless, I feel like that is worth repeating.
Well, yeah, yes. Hey, learning is an ongoing process, Kristen.
And sometimes, apparently, you have to hear something at least 7 times before it sticks in your brain.
I would buy that.
All right. Well, we are giving away Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. The game is at 6:40 p.m. We're giving away 4 tickets.
Family four pack.
And I will say, I got to see the tickets when I was at the game last weekend. And they are nice.
They're good seats.
They are good seats. They are on the club level. So you don't have to deal with as many lines when you're going out and getting a drink. It is in section, if you know the stadium well enough, it's in section 336, rows 2 and 3. They're not shabby. So you should want these tickets. And so we have these, obviously, because you can always listen to the Brewers game, whether it's a home game or an away game, on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, which is throughout the Fox Valley. You can also listen to them on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, which if you're not in those
markets,
you can also download the Civic Media app.
So easy.
And then just take it with you. All you have to do is go to your app store, type in Civic Media, it'll pop up, and then you get all of the different stations.
All over the state.
So if there's a different show on a different station, or if you're traveling, you're going up north, you can always take us with you wherever you go. So our question, our trivia question to win these tickets, and we talked about it yesterday with Mr. Paul Noonan.
Yes.
And I had found it because Paul had actually posted it on Twitter. And now I've seen it a few more times across different articles that have been written about it. But there is some really great vintage memorabilia, Brewers memorabilia, that is being auctioned on eBay currently. And we have our first caller.
We do. We have Steve from Milwaukee is on the line. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So do you think you know? Did you listen to the show? Would you know from yesterday? Or are you guessing because you've
seen it somewhere
else?
I usually catch Paul's appearances.
Oh.
Excellent.
Great. Well, that's a good reason to keep bringing him back. And, all right. So what is currently being auctioned off on eBay?
Is it the old racing sausages?
Ding, 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 ding,
well
ding.
Done, Steve. Bravo.
Bonus points. You get the tickets, but any bonus points for, do you know how much they're asking for them?
Oh, that I don't know.
That's okay. You still get the tickets. But it's
I don't have eBay up right now to check it. So.
$25,000. Which I don't
Holy
have laying
cow.
Around. Yeah. I feel like some kind of museum needs to buy those. I mean, unless there's a collector who is just... I want to know who currently has them and is like, well, my wife
it's
is making
time.
Me get rid of these.
It's time. I've had them all these years, and it's time to let them go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Steve. Thank
don't
you
hang
for
up,
listening.
Steve.
Don't hang up. Jane's going to get your information. But thanks for being a listener. I hope you have fun. Take a picture and tag Civic Media when you get there.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks so much. So that'll be, yeah, that we were talking about that yesterday. I've seen a couple more, I don't know if Journal Sentinel wrote it up, but I had originally seen it on Paul's Twitter account. And I have so many more questions about the fact of, like, who had this whole time? And what is the cause that they're finally like, well, I have to part ways with these foam racing sausages. I wonder what they smell like. Probably not good. But I want to tip my hat just because this caught my eye this morning. This is on WPR. And as we continue to talk about nobody wants to work anymore and the different bills that continue to be introduced in the legislature around trying to stir the labor force and, you know, get people back to work despite the fact that we have such a low unemployment rate. But regardless, they still want to let 14-year-olds serve alcohol. They want to cut unemployment. They want to cut Medicaid and Mauer Badger Care. But turns out Wisconsin's prime working age labor force, so people 25 through 54, the labor participation rate of that age group in Wisconsin is among the highest in the nation. So
isn't that something?
Isn't that something? As so as far as the prime age people that are working, want to be working, are working, at least comparatively to the rest of the country
yep.
and every other state. And I think this goes back to what a lot of us know is like Wisconsinites are hard workers.
We have a really good work ethic.
And So this, again, flies in the face of, it's just another data point along with the unemployment rate as far as, like, we just need more people. Because the other thing that this points out in the article is our lowering participation rate is because people are getting older.
And retiring.
And at a faster, that is the other thing that in Wisconsin, we're aging faster than the national rate. And so as far as people who are of working age working, that is true. But we are... have a lot of old people.
We're getting older, and we're getting older quicker.
There's nothing wrong with that, except, as you can attest, you want to retire soon.
Well,
you're not going to be doing this 10 years from now.
Good God, no. As much as I love working with you, and I really do, and I, you know how I love civic media, I'm 63. I've been doing this for 42 years, and I wouldn't mind cutting back on my hours a little bit.
Yeah.
And then ultimately retiring. You know, we're told that your gold, what happened to the golden years where everything is supposed to be wonderful and ducky and you work all your life so you can get to this point and you can enjoy the fruits of your labors.
Totally.
Right.
And so I'm not saying older people need to keep working. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Wisconsin having an aging population, but I am saying that by continuing to try to get juice out of the handful of people who are not necessarily in the labor force to ease the labor shortage is not a winning strategy.
No.
Like, we need to be able to attract more people to move here. And that's a different debate of different policies and different incentives that do that. We can talk about taxes. We can talk about how we get companies here. We can also talk about some of the more social elements that would make Wisconsin a popular place, whether it's schools or transportation or affordable housing. There's a lot of different stuff, but it's not making it harder to get unemployment. It's not ignoring the childcare problem. Because the truth is, this report shows people are working in this state if they can.
I thought we were all lazy scumbags who just don't want to work. And we just want to sit around and collect unemployment, Kristen.
I mean, that's what Tim Michaels thought.
Right? We're just lazy.
We created a class of laziness.
Right. We just want to lay in the hammock and then take a nap.
And then take the hammock down in the winter. But
yeah, well, yes. Because we're good Wisconsin. We're lazy, but we're conscious.
But I just thought that was worth addressing, that we are comparatively doing all right compared to other states. We have a very high labor participation rate of working age people.
And I think it also highlights the need for immigrants.
Yes.
And, you know, our big agricultural section of the economy in Wisconsin is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they need immigrants to work in the fields and on the farms.
Well, I mean, just in general, I think it's as far as even as I say this as a pregnant person, you know, even increasing the birth rate, that's not necessarily helping us within the next 10 years of the, you know, 130,000 people that we're going to lose. Because, yeah, if Wisconsin doesn't improve efforts to attract and retain young people, its working age population could shrink by 130,000 people by the end of this decade. So that's not even 10 years from now. That's 7 years from now.
Wow.
And that was according to Forward Analytics. And so we need to be, they're trying to solve the wrong problem. And there's just more and more data that shows it's not that people aren't working. It's that we need more people.
One could almost surmise that that was an accurate portrayal of Wisconsinites and claiming that we're lazy, just laying around waiting to get our unemployment checks was merely a ploy to get people to come out to the polls at the election that was last month.
Well, and it plays on a trope, right? It's the same reason. It's interesting because I feel like when you look at the non-binding referendum when it came to should people who are collecting unemployment or getting welfare have to be searching for work, that passed quote unquote passed, even though it didn't necessarily change. It didn't change anything overwhelmingly, but there was not a ton of discussion of like why, you know, Glenn Grothman decided to just claim that as a victory that the Wisconsin voters,
we have a mandate.
Yeah, Wisconsin still is super Republican, but it's like, on the one hand, if that's already what's happening, and it's like an ideological question versus actually asking what should change about the law, because there is nothing that would change about the law, really, in the way that that question was asked. But it just plays on this idea that's been happening since, what, the 80s? That anyone who is getting help, despite the fact that most people who receive SNAP benefits or food stamps or a lot of it are working. So, well, one person who probably will not need food stamps, but is out of a job. Bye-bye, Bud.
Yeah, Coach Bud is out as head of the Bucks.
Yeah.
Head coach.
And it's interesting because I feel like the calls to fire him under the collapse of losing two games in a row after having a 16-point lead against the Heat, at least the knee-jerk reaction across social media was fire Bud, fire Bud, fire Bud. Then we found out that his brother died.
Yep.
Like right before game four. And now I feel like I see a bunch of gratefulness of, you know, what he was able to do for the Bucks and the winning seasons that we had. We obviously won a championship 2 years ago.
For the first time in decades.
Yeah, for the first time in 50 years. And so now I feel like after there was so much...
Calling for his head.
Yeah, calling for his head. Now that it's actually happened, it's a little like, well, are we being a little too rash? Like, he just won 2 years ago. I think on Todd's show this morning, it was like, are we expecting perfection? And the truth is, you really can only win. Only one team wins every year. And like anything, like all of the drama, whenever we try to interpret what's happening at the Packers, like there could have been more internal stuff that was happening as far as relationships and decisions and stuff. But I'm sure he'll end up on his feet.
Do you think he'll land somewhere else? Somebody else
probably
will pick him up?
I mean, he is a good coach. As far as like I can understand, like we came out of the regular season the most winning team. And so clearly he knows what he's doing to a certain extent. Now there's criticisms as far as, is he a good playoffs coach? Can he make adjustments as quickly as you need to during the playoffs? Because that was a critique even during the year that we won. So I don't know. I mean, but it was interesting to see, at least on my timelines, the rhetoric change from "we got to get rid of this guy."
He's terrible.
To "aw, he's gone." Like, did we really have to do that? But like, thanks, Bud. Thanks for the memories, Bud.
Should we have broken up so soon?
All right. When we come back, we will do our weekly headline quiz. Play along with us and stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out hour one of our 3 hours on this Friday. I am very excited for the weekend.
Yes.
I would say now that the cat is the, now that we've made the announcement about the baby, I can be more honest with, I have been so tired by every Friday. And I have not, every week is just like, oh God, I can't wait to just not have to think about what news story I should talk about next and just have 48 hours of chilling. And so
a little rest,
but talking about news stories, let's do our weekly quiz that we get from the Morning Brew on, you know, just the headlines of the week.
See how much good, how we kept up with stuff,
how much we were paying attention. And this may be something that eventually we create for Wisconsin and take Wisconsin headlines and see how closely everyone's paying attention. But for now, we kindly rip off Morning Brew.
Borrow.
And I do recommend, it's probably my favorite daily news, like aggregator of the headlines and stuff. They're really smart writing. They make it very entertaining. So that's my plug for Morning Brew. But all right, let's start with, which restaurant chain is Olive Garden owner Darden Restaurants acquiring for $715 million? Mm. A, Texas Roadhouse. B, Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse. C, Outback Steakhouse. D, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Boy, I have no idea. I will go with the first one.
All right, Texas Roadhouse. I feel like I'm just going to let you answer.
Oh, all right. Hang me out alone.
Well, I feel like because it's if I answer and then we is should this be a group effort or should we? Because half the time I feel like I know these because I read Morning Brew every.
Well, that does give you a slight advantage.
Gives me a little slight advantage,
perhaps. But, okay, I'll do it.
All right, you'll do it. Yeah. All right, number two. What device is the NYPD handing out to some residents in an effort to curb car thefts?
Oh, this is great.
A, the club wheel lock. B, a mini mag light. C, Apple AirTags. D, Birdie safety alarm.
It is C.
It is, okay. Yep.
We talked about this.
Good guess. Number three, which late fashion designer's legacy was honored at this year's Met Gala theme? A, Oscar de la Renta. B, Karl Lagerfeld. C, Alexander McQueen. D, I always say this wrong. Yves Saint Laurent.
It was Carl. And Carl said some really not nice things.
And a
over
lot of
the years.
We didn't really talk about it because I don't. I feel like I care about the Met about as much as I care about tomorrow's coronation.
Fair enough.
Which is like, I looked at some of the outfits.
Yeah.
I'll probably. haphazardly through osmosis collect what happens tomorrow. But as far as I have no plans on watching it. Do you?
Oh, good God, no.
Because Paul doesn't care.
No.
No.
Paul, my husband is English. He is not a fan of Charles.
Yeah. And I just, I mean, even the like the wedding, the past weddings and stuff, I've just always been like, I don't really care.
You know, we went to war with them.
Yeah.
That's about the whole monarchy thing. But
about this specific thing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We did not want to be ruled by them anymore.
Mm.
But anyways, number four, fill in the blank. According to a nature study, for the first time ever, scientists have seen a star devour A, piece of satellite debris.
Ooh.
B, asteroid. C, planet. D, gyro.
I'm going with planet.
I did not read that one.
Something is familiar there. I heard something about it, but I'm taking a complete guess.
Okay. Which Broadway show got the most 2023 Tony nominations? Every time the Tony nominations come out, it makes me want to go back to New York.
To see shows?
Just to be able to see shows.
I have a friend who does that almost every year. He takes a spring trip to the Big Apple and sees like seven shows over the course of 5 days. And yeah, he's way into it.
Yeah. All right. A, Sun Like It Hot. B, Kimberly Akimbo. C, Leopoldstad. D, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. I did not know that was back on Broadway.
And I think it just got back on Broadway.
Did it really?
A.
All right. Let's see. How do you think? How do you feel?
I feel not good. I am not feeling positive about this one.
You get 4 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one did I get wrong?
Darden is acquiring Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay, that's I got that.
I think
wrong.
That's the one you wrote. Yeah. I did read about that. As far as it's funny to think about the owners of Olive Garden also owning Ruth's Chris. It's a little different, but
slightly.
And then the NYPD is giving Apple AirTags to some residents.
Like 500 of them.
Which is definitely, first of all, not enough. And also, I feel like it's also kind of, forgive me, but, you know, it's kind of the argument that, like, police don't prevent crime. They typically show up after a crime's already been done. And so it just feels like a metaphor for that. It's like, well, here's the AirTag so you can find your car after it was stolen.
And likely trash.
And likely not, you know, functional anymore.
They didn't park it somewhere nice.
Anyways, the Met Gala's theme honored Karl Lagerfeld's legacy. Yeah, he was, there's a lot of people who boycotted it entirely because of kind of how the controversial things he said over his career. But I think that was, at least some of the stuff that I read, that was also by design because Anna Wintour wanted people talking.
She got her wish.
She got her wish.
I just find it interesting that men who have criticisms like that about other women or about women think that they're so gorgeous. I don't know, Carl. You were okay.
God, I saw, we have 2 minutes left. All right. Tell me to come back to a Michelle Wolf joke.
All right.
Scientists saw a star devour a planet for the first time. I have to go look that up. And then Sun Like It Hot got the most 2023 Tony nominations.
Wow, that was a complete stab in the dark.
I think I had seen that one, and because I didn't know that was on Broadway.
Well, enjoy it while you can, folks, because the touring company is not going to be able to go to a whole bunch of states because it can't do drag anymore.
Oh, is there drag in that show?
Some Like It Hot?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Jeez. That's a really good point. What happens as far as when it's part of a show?
Naughty.
All right. Anyways, I came across a Michelle Wolf, who's a comedian, joke about how straight women and why we became like the idiocracy of us becoming friends with gay men instead of lesbians. She's like, we would have been friends with lesbians. It's like, hey, come with us. We learned how to build a functional society. And instead, we befriended gay men who were like, you're ugly. And it's like, I like him because he's mean to me in a different way. And I immediately sent that to my gay best friend. So, all right, when we come back, State Senator Kelda Royz will be here, and we're going to talk about more what's going on with the budget since she sits on the Joint Finance Committee. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211
is there to connect. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally.